Israel Horovitz always surprises us. The noted playwright has written more than 70 works, and he's the most produced American playwright in France. He also wrote the screenplay for the 1982 film Author, Author, starring Al Pacino as, well, a noted playwright.
I had a lousy day today. I've turned 42. I fired a director. I beat my kids. I forgot to beat my kids.
And a pillow fight ensues. Israel Horovitz also co-founded the Gloucester Stage Company here in Massachusetts. His son Adam grew up to be a Beastie Boy. That was fun. But now, at 75, Israel Horovitz has made a movie bringing his play My Old Lady to the screen. Kevin Klein stars as Matthias, a penniless, unraveling New Yorker. His estranged father dies and leaves him an old, rambling apartment in Paris worth millions. But in it is a lifelong tenant, Mathilde, played by Maggie Smith.
I eat dinner each night at precisely 8 o'clock. And breakfast is at precisely 8 a.m. I don't eat lunch. Lunch is not a meal that interests me.
Turns out he can't evict Mathilde because of the French system called Viager. In fact, as owner, he has to pay her a sum every month as long as she lives. It's kind of a reverse mortgage. But she allows him to stay, and over the course of the film, we delight in a perfect cast delivering the lines of one of the country's great playwrights. And Israel Horovitz joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Welcome.
Thank you, Robin. I'm really happy to be on your show.
This system called Viager, where you buy an apartment for a lower price, but then you have to pay the tenant who's in it, who might have owned it previously, until they die. There's a little metaphor there for how everyone is yoked together.
Exactly. And I just thought it was barbaric. And then I came to realize it's not so bad. If somebody is very old and maybe indigent and they don't have kids, then they get a bunch of money and they get a kind of annuity and they can stay in their house.
Yeah.
I do say in the film, finally, if they die, it's your destiny to have their apartment. If they don't die, it's your destiny to pay to help them live. It's
right.
Very sweet.
Well, we don't want to give too much away, but suffice it to say, as Kevin Klein is waiting for this very older woman to perhaps exit, he gets to wander Paris, and we get to see things like people singing opera along the Seine. And that's the part of the film I'm imagining where you've said you want to make a love letter to Paris, and you do.
Well, I started out writing the play because I wanted to write a kind of Valentine or at least a thank you letter to France for giving me this French life. I've had 50-something of my plays produced there, and then I bumped into the Viager system, and so that was a kind of a start. And of course, every time I write a play, I start out thinking I know exactly where it's going, and then, you know, midway through the writing, I say, isn't it interesting where this play is taking me? And My Old Lady probably isn't a Valentine in the end. Like most of my stuff, I think it's pretty funny in the beginning, and then it goes to a darker, more serious place.
There is an excruciating revelation about Kevin Klein's character. He starts off as kind of a ne'er-do-well, kind of funny guy. And then we learn about how his father treated him, how his father abandoned his mother. At one point, Kevin Klein sits and cries like the 10-year-old he must have been at one point. You, Israel Horovitz, have spoken about how your father beat you. Was this a chance to exercise a little of that?
Certainly not intentionally. Usually I'll do a play or a film and I'll look at it and then recognize something. I do want to say this. We've all in our lives, we know people who are in their 50s or 60s who are still talking about damage that their parents did to them. And there's a big piece of our brains that says, you know, get over it. But there's another piece of our brain that knows they'll never get over it.
Yeah. Well, Maggie Smith's character, Mathilde, is one of the people telling him to get over it. And I think we can say we learned pretty early on she was his father's lover. Where did you get Mathilde?
Mathilde is a character who I almost started from the cliche of the French person who's almost insanely romantic. And recently, literally in the last week, I remembered I was on a plane and there's a little old lady sitting next to me and she was so nervous and she every half minute she would say, "What's the matter? Why aren't we going? When do we take off?" And I opened my script and started to pretend that I was really busy to try to ignore her. And then I thought, come on, Big Shot, this could be your grandmother. What are you doing? So I put the script down and I turned to her and I hear my voice say this really banal, it must be hot here in the summertime. And she said, in the summer, when my husband was alive, we never stayed here. We always went to Sweden. He won a big prize in Sweden. She was the widow of Isaac Singer, Alma Singer. And I kept a relationship with her over a couple of years. After she died, I discovered this. She and Singer were married to other people, and they had a torrid love affair, and they decided not just to leave their spouses, but to leave their children, and created their own new marriage, and it was a very good one, and it went on for years and years and years. He predeceased her. She died, and she was buried next to Singer. Within a couple of weeks, Singer's children had his body exhumed and reburied next to their mother. Her children had her body exhumed and buried next to their father. And looking at my movie, I thought, well, I've invested this in Mathilde, in somebody who really isn't, really has blinders on. Her love takes her to a place, and it's a great love.
Well, as we said at the outset, you always surprise us. And this, again, you know, hearing this story about Alma Singer, it's of course you would sit next to her and it would spiral the way it did and lead to this story. And as you say, you could have written a cliched story about French love, no problem, but you show the wake of...
Well, I think, right or wrong, I started with the premise that love is, in fact, at one point I wrote it down on the piece of paper and I had Kevin just read it and the sound man ran over and taped it. He says, love is a solid substance. In other words, you only have so much love to give. And when you give love to somebody new, you take it away from somebody else. So you can say when you fall in love with somebody, you're going to hurt somebody else. There's going to be some detritus.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, back to your own story. And again, the surprises that we trouble with your own dad. But then you say you went out and picked a father figure, which, you know, a lot of people do. But of course, yours was Samuel Beckett, the Irish poet and writer with the incredibly bleak outlook on life. So just tell us a little bit about your relationship with him, because at the end of the film, the son goes to the father's gravestone and there's a little saying from Beckett on it.
His influence on me wasn't so much his writing, but the way he lived his life. I had never met anybody in my life before or after with that kind of integrity. He really knew who he was. When he put pen to paper, he knew who he was. He knew what he was trying to do. And I should say now that he said to me loudly and clearly one day, in French, he said, un écrivain qui explique son écriture, c'est comme un escargot qui explique sa coquille. A writer who explains his writing is very much like a snail explaining his shell. And I think he was right. I know he was right.
I got the escargot part. What do you have? What do you have on the plaque on the father's headstone in your film? What is
the Beckett's? If you do not love me, I shall not be loved. It's from a poem of Beckett's called Cascando. Mm. The whole quote is: if you do not love me, I shall not be loved. If I do not love you, I shall not love. And I thought it was a kind of such a romantic thought that it fit the film.
Israel Horovitz, who directed the new film My Old Lady, based on his 2002 play. Israel, thank you so much for speaking to us.
I'm so happy to have been your guest today. Thanks, Robin.